Next on our agenda, we'll address item J, trial court's allocation of special funds for security system replacement and a mandatory evaluation report. This is an action item. We welcome Stephen Chang and Zlatko Theodorovich.
It's still morning. Good morning again. Yes, a couple of issues that we'd like to bring before the council for your consideration and hopeful approval. First, $1.2 million for two issues, replacement of certain numbers of wireless duress systems identified by our Office of Emergency Response that are in need of replacement, as well as funding to do a study required per GASB related to post-employment benefits. The first issue, the wireless duress system, 61 systems in 25 courts are no longer to be supported by a major vendor, and therefore there will be difficulty in getting replacement parts. While the term says upgrade, it's as much an issue of the lack of support from one of the major vendors for the system, and therefore to the extent that there was a system to go down, our OERS folks say that it would be a week or two where there would need to be possible time gap between when the system was go down and when they could get parts replaced. So there's a concern that if we wait, there might be problems in terms of getting those systems repaired. The total cost is almost $500,000, of which OERS has identified existing resources to offset some of the costs, so they're only requesting the gap between what they can fund internally and the total cost at the $250,000 level. The next issue is a required report that is necessary to meet GASB 43 and 45 requirements. It's an every other year report. It's something that the council has approved in the past. One concern we have is the number. I know that during the trial court budget working group discussion, there was some thought that the number of $1 million was high. We have heard that a number of the vendors are not in the business as they were before, and therefore we might have difficulty in getting someone at the levels that were approved in the past. There was also discussion as to whether or not courts could work with their local pension boards to get these reports done. We felt that that might be a difficult in that every court would then have to go and do that on their behalf, and we're asking, and then they would have to fund it within their own budgets, whereas this way we would have an allocation for the AOC to go out and do it as they've done in the last couple of years. So those are the two issues. There's a sufficient balance in the improvement fund to do this, and we'd request your approval.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Any questions or comments? The recommendation is found on page one of your binder under item J.
I'd move approval.
Judge So. Chief. Second by Judge O'Malley.
No, second by Yamasaki. I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
So my question is on the 61 wireless systems, you say update, but they're really losing their vendor?
The manufacturer of some of the parts no longer, this is from Malcolm Franklin. The manufacturer of some of the parts no longer supports the replacement parts. The issue is if we do not update them now, we run the risk of failure, that we cannot bring them back within acceptable time frames. And so it's the lack of support of the replacement parts. And therefore, if they don't do it now, if they wait until next year and do it out of their normal budget, the number of parts may be more difficult to get, and the time between when the failure occurs and when the replacement can happen.
It's not that they're broken. It's just that if they break,
right,
there's no comparable replacement part,
right,
because that vendor who made them is no longer going to be in business.
I think it's one of the systems where they just say we're going to cease supporting the particular part, and therefore we have to get up into the newer process.
All new systems.
Yes. And it's, in fact, I think it's a little bit more efficient because the wireless system has a greater reach, so it's going to be – we don't have to have as many repeater booster signals.
When is the vendor going to stop?
They said that they will be completely eliminated by December 31st of next year. So
soon?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? The motion then will be, I'll take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Recommendation and motion carries.
Thank you. And to the extent that obviously it's less than $1 million, we would not just use that funds for any other reason. So just to clarify, that was a concern.
Thank you.